In the recently released Park Score Index from the Trust for Public Land, the city of Buffalo took high marks for access. 85% of residents live within a 10-minute walk of a park. But oddly enough, most of North Buffalo was cited as being high or very high in need of park space. So how can such a large area just north of Delaware Park be ranked as the worst off? As the Trust for Public Land's Adrian Benepi explains, most of the neighborhood is not actually within that 10-minute walk. Additionally, ParkScore sees the railroad tracks that parallel Linden Avenue as an impediment to access.
The railroad tracks, highways, freeways, rivers, when we see an obstruction between a neighborhood and its parks nearby, you know, we don't imagine that people can simply fly over that obstruction.
But City of Buffalo Parks and Recreation Commissioner Andrew Rabb disagrees. He says there's a lot of space not being factored in.
That's what's not shown, is places people often in North Buffalo recreate in their yards. Or, again, I don't think that the school yards are counted in that red area, because I do think there are some school yards there that are open for community use and neighborhood use.
Public School 81 has a playground, but it isn't left open after school hours. North Park Middle School has open green lawns that could fit the bill, but nearby private schools Nichols and Elmwood Franklin sports and recreation areas are off limits to the public. Benepi recommends the placement of small parks as a remedy to the lack of 10-minute access in North Buffalo and other spots around the city. For now, Rabb says the city is focusing on its existing parks, but is always discussing open space and what should be done with it. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.